For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Missouri appears increasingly likely to finish its budget year with less revenue than had been expected. The State Budget Office stated today that Missouri's net general revenues are up just 0.2% through the first 11 months of its 2014 fiscal year. The legislature had projected 2% growth, and Governor Jay Nixon had forecast 2.8% growth for the year. State sales tax revenues actually have increased by 2% over the previous year, but Missouri's individual income tax collections, which are the state's primary revenue source, are down 0.7%. The 2014 fiscal year runs through June 30th. The sluggish revenues have led to the Department of Revenue to slow down the pace of issuing income tax refunds to thousands of Missouri taxpayers. The Jefferson City Council will discuss ideas at a June 30th work session that could improve the city's transit system and increase the amount of hours per week the buses run. Many people showed up at a city council meeting Monday night to voice their opinion on the issue. City Administrator Steve Crowell says he thinks the discussion is important and says it's good to have citizens giving input on challenges with the bus system.
You know, the challenges are not anything unique to Jefferson City. I think that's something that's typical for most transit systems.
Council member Ken Hussey agreed with Crowell and said citizens have done a good job of elevating the issue in front of the city council. Hussey says the concern for most of the council is the cost. He says the user fees currently only account for 10% of the money it takes to run the system. A group founded last month in Columbia is trying to educate Missourians about black bears. As part of a 7-year effort to count the bears' population in the state, the Missouri Department of Conservation began trying to trap female bears last week to count their numbers. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Missouri Black Bear Foundation plans to conduct educational programs as well as do research projects on the bears, which are moving further north into the state. Jim Kaprowitz, the foundation's outreach coordinator, says chances are increasing that Missourians will see black bears, which can weigh up to 700 pounds. He says anyone who sees a black bear should not feed it and report the sighting to the state conservation department. Columbia Transit is undergoing a huge transformation in a couple of months. The City of Columbia revealed the rebranding and renaming of Columbia's public transportation system as Como Connect in a ribbon-cutting ceremony this afternoon. Como Connect will feature new routes along with a colorful new logo starting August 4th. Multimodal manager of Como Connect, Drew Brooks, stresses the bus route overhaul will not impact the city budget.
This is a budget-neutral plan. Our idea was basically to just take all of our chess pieces and reposition them, put them in different places, and be more efficient with them. So we're not spending any more dollars to accomplish what we're doing today.
Brooks says buses will pass by a stop every 15 minutes with the new schedule. He also says buses will run until 8 in the evening, which is 3 hours longer than before. Brooks claims the new bus routes will eliminate a central hub and will resemble bus systems in larger cities. Backers of a proposed constitutional amendment designed to ease regulations on farmers and ranchers in Missouri continue to tour the state this week. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
GOP Congressman Blaine Lueckemeyer spoke in favor of the so-called Right to Farm and Ranch Amendment during a stop Tuesday in Jefferson City. He says farmers and ranchers are under attack by both activists and bureaucrats.
From the Washington side, I see it regularly. Different agencies throughout the bureaucracy are promulgating rules and regulations that have a dramatic impact on the farmer's ability to do his job, produce cheap and ample supplies of food in a safe way.
Opponents include former Lieutenant Governor Joe Maxwell, who owns a hog farm. He says current law offers enough protection to Missouri farmers and ranchers and that the proposal would primarily benefit large corporations. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Outgoing Columbia Representative Chris Kelly defended Governor Nixon's decision to oppose a ballot measure that would increase Missouri's sales tax by 0.75% in order to fund improvements to roads across the state. Kelly, a Democrat, said Nixon was right to oppose the increase in light of the legislature's decision to pass income tax reform and broad tax credits for businesses.
We're going to end up collecting about the same amount of total tax. It's just that now working people will pay a much higher percentage of that.
In a statement released Monday, Nixon acknowledged the state's crumbling roads, but called the proposal fiscally irresponsible. Matt Wills, the executive director of the Missouri GOP, says Nixon's assessment was completely invalid and blamed the governor for not negotiating with Republican lawmakers when the legislature was in session. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.